Welcome to BookSpeak, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book on the air. Both of our reviews today come from listeners from Muncie.
Why is it that so few couples seem to have found the secret to keeping love alive after their wedding? Why do our children seem frustrated and unfulfilled when we show our version of love for them? Why are some close relationships easier to manage than others? I read a book several years ago by Gary Chapman called The Five Love Languages, How to Express Heartfelt Commitment to Your Mate. This book not only continues to help me understand myself and my unique need for love, but it has also helped me understand my husband's love language. It's given me a better understanding of what my coworkers need from me on the job, and it's helped me to understand why I'm closer to some friends than I am to others. Chapman says, at the heart of mankind's existence is the desire to be intimate and to be loved by others. However, people express and receive love in different ways. Chapman identifies five love languages. They are words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Perhaps your husband needs to be encouraged, which is words of affirmation. But you feel that buying him a new power tool will cheer him up. That's receiving gifts. When he still feels down, you're puzzled. Or maybe your wife really wants to spend some time with you, away from the kids and the television. Well, that's quality time. Her favorite flowers that you spent time planting in the garden for her just don't communicate that you really care about her needs. That's acts of service. The book's goal is to help us discover our primary love language and then to identify the love languages of our spouse, our children, our friends, our coworkers, and other loved ones. All five of the love languages make us feel loved, but some touch our emotional core better than others. Once you identify your own love language, you too learn to understand and express your love for others and feel truly loved in return. So, what's your love language? I'm Terry Witt Bailey for BookSpeak.
I had just started rereading The Odyssey when I heard the report on All Things Considered that the translator I was reading, Robert Fagles, had just died. Now, I wouldn't know the Ionic Greek of Homer from the Koine Greek of the New Testament, so I can't say anything about how precise Fagles' translation is, but I can say it was a great pleasure to read. What made it a pleasure was how the humanity of the characters came through. I picked up The Odyssey to read the story of my favorite literary hero. I didn't expect to feel like I might know him better as a man. There's a reason Homer's Odyssey and Iliad have endured, and it's because in the midst of the heroic, arete-laced poetry, you get a scene like this. After killing the suitors who'd laid siege to his household and wife, Odysseus clears the scent of the carnage from his hall with brimstone, and his old nurse, Eurycleia, runs to spread the word that the king has returned. Then back through the royal house the old nurse went to tell the women the news and bring them in at once. They came crowding out of their quarters, torch in hand, flung their arms around Odysseus, hugged him home at last, and kissed his head and shoulders, seized his hands, and he, overcome by a lovely longing, broke down and wept. Deep down in his heart, he knew them one and all. Deep down in his heart, he knew them one and all. That's such an evocative phrase to me because of how important knowing people, truly knowing them, is in the Odyssey. It's only Eurycleia and his old hunting dog Argos that know Odysseus immediately. Even Penelope tests the man sitting in her hall, not sure if she can know him 20 years after he left. Earlier, as Odysseus sits in the humble hall of Eumaeus, his own swineherd, he tells that loyal man, "We two will keep to the shelter here, eat and drink, and take some joy in each other's heartbreaking sorrows, sharing each other's memories. Over the years, you know, a man finds solace even in old sorrows, true, a man who's weathered many blows and wandered many miles." It pleases me to think of Odysseus, the man of many trials, finding solace in the story of his wanderings. I have, for many years. I'm Marcus Jackman for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Visit bsu.edu/IPR for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided by Casella's Kitchen of Muncie, the Edward Jones offices in Anderson and Pendleton, and Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.